Support comes from the tax-exempt South Valley Studio Tour, featuring contemporary local artists living in the beautiful South Valley of Albuquerque. Sunday, November 11th from 10 to 5. Locations and info on the web at southvalleystudiotour.com.
Okay, this is Susan Lube back on Women's Focus, and I've got two women from the South Valley Studio Tour here with me in the studio, Danielle Miller, Danielle Ray Miller, and Sonia
Luevano, yes.
Luevano, great. Thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks for having
us.
Well, we talked to you last year when the studio tour was in its first year, and I understood that it was a great success not only for the people who went to it, but the artists getting together afterwards. But Sonia was just telling me how she got involved because she wasn't involved last year. So tell me that story.
Well, within my neighborhood, I live fairly close to Mitchell Berg, who is part of the tour, and driving home one day, and I saw the big sign, South Valley Studio Tour, and I'm like, what is that? I have a studio over here. Like, why am I not part of this? And got in contact with, I believe it was actually Danielle, through the Facebook page, and was like, how can I be a part of this? And she said it was too late, but you're more than welcome to stay in contact, and you can be involved next year. And lo
Great.
And behold, here I am.
So before we go on, we have to say the studio tour is tomorrow. But just one day on Sunday, and tell the times and sort of the general area.
Absolutely. The studio tour is tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And we go all through the South Valley. So I'm looking at the map, which is available at the our website, southvalleystudiotour.com. And I think the farthest north is just a little bit north of Bridge. These are all areas that are west of the river. And the farthest south is, it's even farther than last year. It is almost by the Isleta Pueblo. So it borders right on the edge of that.
And
that
how many line. Artists are involved?
We have 18 artists this year, and there are 15 stops. So there are okay. a few people at individual spots.
Yeah, I like one of the places that I went last year had both a husband and wife
yeah.
who were participating, and it was so interesting. You know, usually I feel as though you're intruding, but this was, you could really sort of see their art, and especially their art sort of balancing off each other by going in their home, and everyone seemed really happy about it.
Yeah, I think it's a wonderful thing. It's great to see, you know, just how people work, how they set up a studio. Most of the people I know of, especially people who have more than one artist in the household, have a separate building that they use, but not always.
Mm-hmm.
Sonia, I think your studio's inside your
house. Yeah, it's in the back of my house, and my art is just kind of, my house is a gallery. It's all throughout on all my walls, so people will get a tour of my house with it.
It's a different feeling to go into a gallery and to go to a house that has, that's sort of filled with the personality of the artist.
Right.
So I enjoyed that. I've only been to studio tours that had been in existence longer, and mm-hmm. this was sort of exciting because it was the beginning. So I understand that the artists got together last year after the tour and made friends with each other.
Yeah, I think the whole process was one in which we, you know, were building friendships and community. And certainly there were some relationships that had already been built, but definitely it was something that grew and grew. And right after the tour, we really had no idea what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anything could have happened last year. We were just excited to kind of get to know each other and create community in whatever way we could. And so we had a preview last year on the night before the tour that was great. And we got to see all of the other artists on the tour. And for me, that was just one of the most wonderful experiences.
Yeah, and yeah. not only you, other people told me that too.
Yeah, great.
Last year you said that you didn't discriminate or keep anyone out of the tour. Anyone who wanted to be part of it was part of it. So what are you doing this year?
Well, this year we tried to open it up earlier. We actually wanted to see if we could include more people this year, but we didn't want to make it so big that it you know, just was an explosion of things, and we didn't know how to handle mm-hmm. that. So we decided to open up the application process, but limit the the end number. So we limited the number of people that we felt we could handle to 40.
It was actually 35.
35. Yeah. Okay.
So do you think of it in terms of would you say it's a jury, like a jury?
No, didn't. We really specifically didn't want a jury.
Okay.
So that was an important part. We really wanted to just like first come, first serve, open it up to whoever. The first 40 people who signed up were in, and after that we would have a waiting list in case someone canceled.
Right. We were kind of wanting it to be like an eclectic view of what's out there okay. in the South Valley, and not just like what people tend to typically think of the South Valley, which is Dia de los Muertos and stuff. We wanted to show the vibrance within the whole community.
Okay, and tell me about what your art is like.
My art, I tend to be more surreal, and I tend to make it I would say like a spiritual existential composition. I like to leave it up for interpretation. It's obviously based off of my own inner self, but I like it to make people think. So if you want to know what that means for you, come to my studio. I'm number 9.
And again, okay, this is Sonia Luivano, and I'm talking to Danielle Ray Miller. Was it successful financially last year?
It was. We were really surprised by that as well. Yeah. So, yeah, it was a big surprise. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's give people again the information, the website, and how they can get involved.
Absolutely.
Or how they can go to it.
Absolutely. So you can find the artists of the tour listed and find a map that you can print out at our website, southvalleystudiotour.com. You can also find us by looking on Facebook, same name, South Valley Studio Tour, and also on Instagram. So all of those places you can find us.
Okay, and it's going to be tomorrow, Sunday, 10 to 5. 10 to 5.
Absolutely.
Okay, thanks a lot for
Thank
sharing
you.
With us.